fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Aaron York sat at his desk in the well-furnished office in Prairie Bend. The desk was littered with a miscellaneous assortment of objects. A man's wallet, a clasp knife, a match safe, numerous things that Jeff Darwin, the Secret Service man, had carried. York opened the drawer of the desk and picked up a thick sheaf of papers. He turned to two men in the office.
Nicer, I'll tell you why I brought you and Beaudry back here. You got these plans from the Secret Service man, but they're worthless. They're in code.
Well, it stands to reason, York. If Jeff Darwin carried coded plans, he'd have to have the key to the code. Did you look through the stuff we took from him?
You thick-headed numbskull. I've spent days pawing through this junk. Of course there's a key to the code, but I can't find it.
Mr. York.
Yeah, what is it, Beaudry?
Maybe Darwin's got the key in his head. Maybe he memorized it.
The boss has thought of that, Beaudry.
Of course I have.
Well, all that writing don't mean nothing without knowing how to translate, huh?
Well, I know. As it stands, it's just a meaningless jumble of words. Now, decoded, it represents the detailed plans of every proposed fortification on the western frontier. And someday, someone, maybe a foreign country, will pay a fancy price for that information.
Mr. York, if the government finds out that the plans have been stolen from Darwin, won't the plans be changed?
Don't you worry about that, Nizer. Remember, I got a friend in the east who keeps me posted.
That's so.
If you two fools hadn't killed Darwin, we'd be all right. I gave you implicit orders to stop him and get the plans.
I know you did, and like I said before, he put up more of a scrap than we expected. I bet he was the toughest scrapper in the Secret Service.
We done the best we could, boss. We brought in everything he had, including his clothes. Did you look through them real good?
Of course I did, Beaudry. I even ripped out the lining to see if anything was hidden beneath it.
And you looked through all this stuff? What's these pencils?
Just leave those things alone. Those are the sketches Darwin made.
Oh.
What do you want us to do, Mr. York?
I brought you two back to Prairie Bend to help me. Now, we've got to find the answer to this code. All the work we've done, all the risks we've taken, it's wasted unless we do.
You're right about that.
If it takes weeks, months, or a year, we've got to crack the code on these plans.
After weeks of futile effort, the Secret Service had asked the Lone Ranger to try to locate Jeff Darwin. Sworn to absolute secrecy, the masked man had ridden away alone. That was why Dan Reed and Tonto were riding without their usual companion when they saw smoke signals in Chief Thundercloud's camp. Thundercloud's Indians had found Jeff Darwin, not dead, but badly beaten. The chief didn't know who Darwin was, but he did know that Darwin was desperately in need of help.
Tai, Kimosabe.
Tai.
Where friend who wear mask? Him not come with you.
Lone Ranger. Him go away. Not tell where.
Young fella, friend of Tonto?
You bet I am.
Good friend of Tonto. Him named Dan Reed. Nephew, Lone Ranger. Dan, this great chief, Thundercloud.
Oh, Dan.
It is good to know the great chief. My friend Tonto has told me you are a man of wisdom and a great hunter.
Boy talk, good talk. Thundercloud like boy.
Tonto see smoke signal from Thundercloud. You send for Tonto?
Me want you. Want masked man, too. Where Lone Ranger?
Well, him go away. Tonto not know where.
Tonto not know?
Lone Ranger make promise. Not tell where him go or why. Lone Ranger never break promise.
That good.
Why Thundercloud send signal?
You come. See feller in Thundercloud camp.
Oh. What feller in camp?
Paleface. Me think him need help. Think you, Lone Ranger, help him.
Oh. What wrong?
Not know. Not savvy, Paleface. Him not talk. Thundercloud think him afraid.
Paleface maybe outlaw.
Not think him outlaw. Think him good, Paleface. You come in here.
Hello, Chief. What?
These friends come see you.
See me? Well, I don't...
This boy, Dan Reed. Indian, Tonto.
Well, if you're friends of Thundercloud's, I'm proud to know you. He saved my life. My name is Jeff... Jefferson, that is.
Oh, Tonto glad know you, Jeff.
Same here, Mr. Jefferson.
Indians find Paleface. Him almost died.
Golly, what happened, Mr. Jefferson?
I made camp near the bend of the Wolf River. Someone attacked the camp during the night. Caught me off guard.
Not Indian who attacked camp. White man. Leave plenty white man sign.
That's all I know. That the men who attacked me were whites. They took everything I had. My horse, saddle, saddlebags, everything. They even took the clothes I was wearing after leaving me for dead.
Them must beat you plenty bad.
I'd be a dead man now if some of Thundercloud's Indians hadn't come along when they did. They brought me here, nursed me back to health.
You say fellas take everything. Them take clothes you wear. Why?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that I've got to find them. I've got to catch the men who raided my camp. I've got to get back everything they took from me.
It may be too much trouble to get back horse, saddle, and clothes.
But you don't understand, Tonto.
Why fellas take everything, Jeff?
Why?
What them look for?
Well, that's something I can't tell you.
Well, you not talk. How we help you?
But Chief Thundercloud said you were friends of the Lone Rangers. He said he'd send smoke signals that you and the Lone Ranger would come.
Lone Ranger not able come now. Him go away. Maybe for many moon. Tonto not know where him go. No one know where Lone Ranger go.
The one man in all the West who could really help me. And no one, not even his best friends, know where to find him.
You not savvy who attack your camp?
No idea in the world. It was night. Total darkness. I wouldn't recognize the men if I saw them.
Golly, Tonto, why don't you have Mr. Jefferson show us where his camp was? Maybe you could uncover some sign.
Tonto willing to try.
Tonto, best Indian scout, best tracker in country.
Well, I'll be glad to show you where the camp was. But the men who raided the place were careful to cover their tracks.
Sometime even careful feller make mistake.
How far is it to the place?
Maybe a half day's ride.
Thundercloud give you horse. You ride. Show Tonto where men rob you.
Maybe we not come back here right away. Maybe Paleface stay with Tonto and Dan, Thundercloud.
I'll get ready. And if it takes until doomsday, I'll stay on the trail of the men who took those...
Took what, Jeff?
Never mind. I'll stay on the trail of the men who robbed me.
At the same moment, Aaron York was speaking to his right-hand man, Fred Neiser.
Neiser, how long you figured it'd take you to ride from here to the place Darwin was camped?
I don't know. Maybe a half a day.
Why?
Take a couple of the boys and go on back there.
Go back? But what for?
Just search, you fool. We gotta find the answer to the code on these plans. Now maybe you overlooked it. Maybe it's still there someplace.
We took everything, even the clothes Darwin was wearing.
Yes, and you fought him in the dark before you killed him, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Well, then it's possible he dropped a notebook or something from his pocket during the fight. Something you overlooked when you stripped him. Now go back there and look for it.
Well, it's been some time since the fight, but we'll go look. We'll go over that place with a fine-tooth comb.
And see that you do. And take Blackie with you. Let him look around.
Dan and Tonto didn't suspect that the man called Jefferson with a month's growth of beard on his face was the one for whom the Lone Ranger searched. The two followed Jefferson to his last campsite on the bank of the Moccasin River. They reined up in late afternoon.
Oh, Scout, hold it. This where you make last camp, Jefferson?
Yeah, right here. I had my blanket spread out beneath that tree there. It was too dark for me to recognize the men.
They must have known you were going to be here.
I think they did, Dan. They may have followed me during the day, or they may have known I would camp here. In either case, they took pains to keep their hats well down over their eyes.
Well, there's plenty sign of fight here. How many feller attack you?
Two. I'd made my camp, and I was just about to turn in when I saw the two men riding toward me. They came in close and dismounted. They asked their way to Parker's Bend, and I told them. But I didn't like the way they acted. One of them kept trying to get behind me. I drew my gun and told him to shove on. One word led to another.
Stranger, we don't take that kind of talk.
I'll back it up.
With that shooting iron? Less than I can draw on fire before you can squeeze that trigger.
Don't try it.
Why not?
Good work, Nizer.
Victim.
I'll show him.
No, you don't.
Fighting, huh? Yeah. Get behind him.
He's a fighting
fool. Then slap him.
I fought as long as I could, but they started clubbing me with a gun barrel. I went down, and they kept beating me. Then I lost consciousness. Didn't know anything else till I came to in Thundercloud's camp.
Golly, it's a wonder you weren't killed.
I guess they thought they had killed me.
You hear one feller call other one Nizer.
Yes, Nizer's the name of one of them.
Tracks a horse, not show on hard ground.
No, there'd be no chance to follow their tracks after all this time. Can't even see my back trail.
Fellers take your horse, huh?
Horse, clothes, saddlebags, everything I had.
Wait.
What's the matter?
Horse come this way.
I don't hear anything.
Me feel hoofbeats and ground. Dan, you take all horses and lead them down there. Get them out of sight.
Come on, Scout. This way, Victor. Come on, Doc.
Why'd you send the horses away, Tonto?
Maybe better we hide.
Now I can hear the hoofs.
We go over there near stream. Get back a brush. Dan, keep horses out of sight.
Good idea.
You got gun?
Yes, Thundercloud loaned me one. I wonder. They say a criminal always returns to the scene of his crime.
Now come this way. We get back a brush.
All right, rein up here.
This is the place, all right.
Yeah, dismount. You too, Blackie. The boss says you've got such sharp eyes. You prove it now and take a good look around here.
Well, I'll do my best.
Yeah, it better be plenty good.
Hey, there's new hoof marks here.
Yeah. What do you make of them, Blackie?
These tracks are fresh made. The grass ain't sprung back yet. Look here, Nizer.
Nizer!
What's that?
We want you.
Let them have it!
There they are! Hit Leather! Get away! They're coming for us! Mount up!
Nizer! Nizer, wait! I'm hit! My leg! I can't mount!
That's your worry, Blackie.
No, don't leave me! No!
I'll fix you.
Get up!
Get up there! Get up!
That's Nizer. That's the man I want. They called his name. Come back here, Nizer. I'll let you have it. Tonto. Tonto, get Dan back with those horses. We've got to catch that pair.
Wait. Wait, Jeff. Feller here got wound.
Dirty buzzards.
Him hurt plenty bad.
The one they called Nizer put a bullet in him.
I was hit in the leg. I couldn't mount, so Nizer finished me.
You know where I can find Nizer?
I know. You come close, I'll tell you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Jeff Darwin thought he would learn about where his property had been taken by Neisser when one of the outlaws lay mortally wounded. Tonto had been unable to learn the Secret Service man's true identity, knowing Darwin only as Jeff or Jefferson. The Indian suspected that Jeff was interested in getting back more than the horse, saddle, and clothing that had been stolen. Jeff and Tonto leaned close to the dying outlaw as Dan brought the horses back to camp.
I saw one of the crooks shoot that man on the ground.
Yep, right, Dan.
Skunk, when he saw that this man couldn't mount up to escape, he fired point blank.
Here, take water.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Thanks.
Who are you?
They call me Blackie.
You traveled with Neisser?
Yeah, with Neisser.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah. No.
Neisser was the one that robbed me, wasn't he?
But I wasn't with him.
Blackie, plenty weak. Him not last long.
Blackie, I'll get Neisser. I'll get those killers for you. You want that, don't you?
Yeah.
There's more water, Tonto. Tonto, keep him with us till he talks.
Here, take another drink.
Thanks.
Now, Blackie, where will I find those men?
You...
Blackie.
You go... Go to...
Tell me one word. Where? Where? He's got to tell me. He's got to... Tonto. He's gone.
Now you stay here. Me go. Here, Scout.
Where are you going, Tonto?
Me follow trail of men who get away. Fella, Dan, you take Jeff to our camp. Tonto meet you there.
Yes,
get him
Tonto.
Up, Scout!
Neisser and Beaudry reached Aaron York's office in the town of Prairie Bend just before midnight.
Oh. I've been taking those pencil sketches up on the wall. Well, what'd you fellas find out about... Where's Blackie?
Blackie won't be back, York. He's made his last ride.
What do you mean by that?
Blackie's dead, boss.
What happened? Who killed him?
I did.
I don't know what kind of a riddle this is, but you better explain, and quickly.
Sure. We went out to Darwin's camp. Me and Blackie and Beaudry here.
Go on.
We ran into kind of a surprise. Beaudry?
That's right, Chief. We...
Shut up and let Neisser tell the story. What kind of a surprise? What do you mean?
We just got there and started looking around when Blackie seen signs of someone being there just ahead of us.
What? What about Darwin's body? Still there, wasn't it?
His body was there, all right. And wide awake and throwing lead at us. Him and some red skin and some other...
You mean to say that Darwin is alive?
He's plenty alive. And we just got away with the skin of our teeth. Me and Beaudry here.
And Blackie?
The red skin knocked him down, a shot in the leg. He couldn't get to the saddle, so I drilled him.
Oh. You killed him before he could talk.
That's it, Chief. At least I don't figure he had time to tell him anything. I'd have got that red skin and Darwin, too. There wasn't time. I had to get away.
It's a good thing you didn't kill Darwin.
What? Well, I thought you...
Aye, you fool. You'd killed Darwin, I'd have been tempted to kill you. Don't you see Darwin's the answer to our whole problem?
But
we have the plans, but the whole thing isn't code. Darwin alive can give us a solution to the code.
Oh.
From now on, your job is to find Jeff Darwin. Find him and bring him here alive. And so help me if you fumble this job. It'll be your last.
Tonto returned to his camp. He found Dan, Reed, and Jeff anxiously awaiting his arrival.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella.
Did you learn anything,
oh, fella.
Tonto?
Those men, they got away, huh?
Well, me not able to follow trail that night, Jeff. Maybe me go back tomorrow.
I wish I knew something about trailing men in this country. I'd get on that trail and never leave it until I came up with them.
Maybe. But you not tell Tonto why you anxious to find men who rob you.
Tonto, I know you're a good and loyal friend. So is Dan here. But please believe me, it... Well, I can't tell you. I can't.
Well, maybe you got plenty good reason.
Believe me, I have the best reason in the world to keep after those men until I catch up with them.
Tonto, believe you, Jeff.
You must be hungry, Tonto. I'll stir up the fire a little and get supper for you.
Me take care of Scout while you do that, Dan.
Tonto, I want to ask you, are you sure it's all right for me to stay here with you and Dan? I mean, I don't want to be any trouble.
You say you want see and talk to Lone Ranger. You stay here, maybe him come.
I want to talk to that man more than anything else in the world. But you and Dan may get in trouble on my account. If anyone should find this place looking for me...
Tonto, make sure them not find you, Jeff. Me fix place back in cave near here for you to stay. Anyone come here, them not see you. Now, me take care of Scout.
You'd better get something to eat yourself.
Then we get some sleep. Maybe ride long trail tomorrow.
More than 1,000 miles to the east, a small group of grim-faced men held a conference. Their meeting place was a government building in Washington, D.C. And every man present was a member of the United States Secret Service.
It's been over a month since Jeff Darwin disappeared. I assume that you'll all realize what could have happened.
For one thing, Darwin may have been waylaid. The plan's taken from him.
That's true. For all we know, he may be dead.
If anyone knew the tremendous importance of the papers Darwin was carrying, I doubt if they'd stop at murder to get them.
That's right.
There's one other possibility which we haven't considered, gentlemen.
What's that?
You know that I hate to consider this a possibility. But men have been known to turn traitor.
Oh, Jeff wouldn't do anything like that, Mr. Sanders. Why, I've known Jeff Darwin for years.
I've known Jeff longer than anyone here. He wouldn't sell out at any price.
Any price could be a large amount of money, John. Those plans would be worth a large sum to anyone interested in our western fortifications. Personally, I'm inclined to agree with your sentiments. I was merely discussing possibilities.
Well, that's right. We do have to look at every angle.
What about the man who was tracing Jeff Darwin? Any reports from him, Mr. Sanders?
Not a word. However, I'm sure that
You said he was reliable.
The Lone Ranger? Well, don't worry, he's reliable. And if there is anyone in the West who can find a trace of Jeff Darwin, the Lone Ranger is the man.
Strange we haven't heard from him. After all, it's been nearly 5 weeks
since... I beg your pardon, Mr. Sanders. Telegraph message. It's been decoded.
Let me have it.
Yes, sir.
Listen. Listen to this. This message is from the man we were just discussing, from the Lone Ranger. I'm afraid it isn't what you might call good news. This message is from Parker's Bend. The Lone Ranger merely says...
Apparently the man I'm seeking has disappeared. Well, it's already confirmed he was last seen at Parker's Bend. Since leaving there, he's vanished. However, I'll continue to search for Darwin, and I'll remain on his trail until definite proof of his whereabouts has been established. I'll find Jeff Darwin, dead or alive.
We can only hope that the Lone Ranger finds Jeff Darwin alive.
It was nearly midnight. In the cave which Dan and Chanto shared with Jeff, the Indian stirred, then roused to complete wakefulness. Unmoving, staring alertly into the false dawn. Then...
Dan! Dan! Wake up!
Huh? Where is that? What's wrong, Chanto?
Quick! You get Jeff Feller awake. Chanto, hear something move. Maybe someone come look for Jeff.
Golly! I'll wake him up right away. Is anyone poly around this place?
Plenty around here. Chanto not savvy. Maybe Jeff all right, maybe... Dan! Dan, come quick!
What's the matter, Tom? What's that jail?
Look, Dan, me find message. Message from Lone Ranger.
Golly, you mean the Lone Ranger was here? In this camp tonight?
Masked man leave here just now.
What's that you're saying about the Lone Ranger?
Let me see that note, Tonto.
The masked man was here? Well, where is he? Quickly, I've got to find him. He's the only one who can help me.
You won't find the Lone Ranger until he's ready to be found. He left this note for Tonto and me to let us know that he's all right.
But what's the message say?
The Lone Ranger is on a secret mission, Mr. Jefferson. So secret that he can't even tell us about it. This note he left while we were sleeping simply says...
I'll be in touch with you from time to time. And as soon as this mission is completed, I'll return. And we'll ride the distant trails together again. Until then, adios.
That's all it says. I wonder just what sort of secret mission he's on.
That's something only Lone Ranger know.
Well, now there's fate for you. The Lone Ranger was within speaking distance of the man for whom a nation hunted. If he could only confide in Dan and Tonto. But of course he can't. He's pledged to secrecy. When the Lone Ranger continues this biggest of all manhunts in the next episode, he finds the first clue, but it's one that Aaron York planted to be found. Be sure to tune to the next episode for the amazing adventure in York's Cave. The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.